Welcome back to the Wise Choice Podcast, where we grow in faith, build in business, and grind with purpose. I'm your host, Xavier Wooten, and today's message might challenge the hustler in you, but it'll strengthen the believer in you. We live in a world that praises the grind and glorifies the next opportunity, but sometimes more isn't the move. Sometimes God's saying, slow down, I've got something better. This one's called obedience over opportunity. Segment number one. Every open door ain't your door. Just because it looks good doesn't mean it's God's good. You can chase opportunities that take you right out of alignment and look up one day realizing you gained money but lost peace. I've learned this firsthand. There were business deals and partnerships that looked right on paper, but didn't sit right in my spirit. And every time I forced it, it cost me something. Peace, clarity, or time I couldn't get back. Obedience keeps you blessed longer than opportunity keeps you busy. Segment number two, the pressure to move fast. Entrepreneurship, especially in sales, make you feel like if you don't move now, you'll miss your chance. But faith says the opposite. Faith says, if it's mine, I can't miss it. And if I miss it, it wasn't mine. When you're obedient, you stop chasing and start attracting. You stop grinding out of fear and start working out of faith. That's where peace and power live. Segment number three, wise principle of the day. Don't let opportunity talk you out of obedience. God doesn't bless every move. He blesses the aligned move. Some opportunities are really distractions wearing business suits. If it pulls you away from your peace, purpose, or prayer, it's not a blessing. It's bait. Segment number four, how to choose obedience in real life. Here's how I keep myself grounded. Number one, pray before you post or partner. Ask, God, is this for me or just available to me? Two, check your motives. Am I doing this for impact or attention, for calling or clout? Three, follow peace over pressure. If it doesn't bring peace, it's not worth it. Obedience may slow you down, but it will set you up. Segment number five, call to action. Here's your challenge this week. Before saying yes to anything, take one day to pray. Just don't look at what's possible. Listen for what's purposeful. Then message me at Wise Choice and tell me I'm choosing obedience over opportunity because every season doesn't need another door. It needs more discernment. This is Wise Choice, Growth, Faith, Grind.